Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma, Stealing the Boys and Calves. Today's text number 53. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kala Swabhava Sanskara. Kama Karma Gunadbihi. Swapmahi Dvasta Mahibir. Murti Madbir Upasita. Please chant. Swamahi Dvasta Mahabir Murti Madbir Upasita. Kala Swabhava Sanskara Kama Karma Gunadvi Swamahi Dvasti Mahibir Murti Madbir Upasita. Kala Swabhava Sanskara Kama Karma Gunadbi Vasta Mahibir Sita. Ladies, Kala Swabhava Sanskara Kama Karma Gunadibi Swamahi Dvasta Mahibir Muti Madbir Upasita. Kala Swabhava Sanskara Kama Karma Gunadbihi Swamahi Dvasta Mahibir Murti Madbir Upasita. Kala Swabhava Sanskara Kama Karma Gunadbi Swamahi Dvasta Mahibir Murti Madbir Upasita. Anyone else? Kala Swabhava Sanskara Kama Karma Gunadbi Swamahi Dvastam Mahibir Murti Madbir Upasita. Kala, by the time factor. Swabhava, own nature. Samskara, reformation. Kama, desire. Karma, fruitive action. Guna, the three modes of material nature. Adibi, and by others. Swamahi Dvasta Mahibi. Whose own independence was subordinate to the potency of the Lord. Murti Madbi, possessing form. Upasita, were being worshipped. Please repeat. Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, One's own nature by association. Samskar. Reformation. Kama. Desire. Karma. Fruitive activity. And the gunas. The three modes of material nature. Their own independence. Being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshiping those Vishnu Murtis. Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature by association, Samskar, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruitive activity, and the gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. No one but Vishnu has any independence. If we develop consciousness of this fact, then we are in actual Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that Krishna is the only Supreme Master and that everyone else is His servant. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya. Be one even Narayan or Lord Shiva. Everyone is subordinate to Krishna. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Even Baladev is subordinate to Krishna. This is a fact. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya Jare Yaiche Nachai Se Taiche Kare Nitya. One should understand that no one is independent, for everything is part and parcel of Krishna and is acting and moving by the supreme desire of Krishna. This understanding, this consciousness, is Krishna consciousness. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatvenaiva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayan must certainly be considered an offender. No one can compare to Narayan or Krishna. Krishna is Narayan, and Narayan is also Krishna, for Krishna is the original Narayan. Brahma himself addresses Krishna, Narayanastvam nahi sarva dehinam. You are also Narayan. Indeed, you are the original Narayan. Kala, or the time factor, has many assistants, such as Swabhava, Samskara, Kama, Karma, and Guna. Swabhava, or one's own nature, is formed according to the association of the material qualities. Karanam Gunasangosya Sat Asat Yoni Janmasu. Sat and Asat Swabhava, one's higher or lower nature, is formed by association with the different qualities, namely sattvaguna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. We should gradually come to the sattvaguna so that we may avoid the two lower gunas. This can be done if we regularly discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and hear about Krishna's activities. Nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. All the activities of Krishna described in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning even with the pastimes concerning Putana, are transcendental. Therefore, by hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rajoguna and Tamoguna are subdued, so that only Sattvaguna remains. Then Rajoguna and Tamoguna cannot do us any harm. Varnasram Dharma, therefore, is essential, for it can bring people to Sattvaguna. Tada Rajastamo Bhava kama lobadayaschaye. Tamoguna and rajoguna increase lust and greed, which implicate a living entity in such a way that he must exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. One should therefore be brought to sattva-guna by the establishment of varnashram dharma, and should develop the brahminical qualifications of being very neat and clean, rising early in the morning and seeing mangala artharika, and so on. In this way, one should stay in sattva-guna, and then one cannot be influenced by tamoguna and rajoguna. Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobadayaschaye cheta etayar enaviddham stittam sattve prasidati. The opportunity for this purification is the special feature of human life. In other lives, this is not possible. Such purification can be achieved very easily by Radha Krishna Bhajan, devotional service rendered to Radha and Krishna. And therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goainu, indicating that unless one worships Radha and Krishna, one's human form of life is wasted. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagyam. By engagement in the service of Vasudeva, one very quickly renounces material life. The members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, for example, being engaged in Vasudev Bhakti, very quickly come to the stage of being nice Vaishnavas, so much so that people are surprised that Milechas and Yavanas are able to come to this stage. This is possible by Vasudev Bhakti. But if we do not come to the stage of sattva-guna in this human life, then as Narottam Das sings, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goainu, there is no profit in gaining this human form of life. Sri Viraghava Acharya comments that each of the items mentioned in the first half of this verse is a cause for material entanglement. Kala, or the time factor, agitates the modes of material nature, and Swabhava is the result of association with these modes. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Bhakta Sane Vas, if one associates with bhaktas, then one's swabhava or nature will change. Our Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant to give people good association so that this change may take place. And we actually see that by this method, people all over the world are gradually becoming devotees. As for samskara or reprobation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and habit becomes second nature. Therefore, bhakta sanevas, let people have the chance to live with bhaktas. Then their habits will change. In the human form of life, one has this chance. But as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goainu, if one fails to take advantage of this opportunity, one's human life is wasted. We are therefore trying to save human society from degradation and actually elevate people to the higher nature. As for kam and karma, desires and activities, if one engages in devotional service, one develops a different nature than if one engages in the activities of sense gratification. And of course, the result is different. According to the association of different natures, One receives a particular type of body. Karanam gunasangosya sad asad yoni janmasu. Therefore, we should always seek good association, the association of devotees. Then our life will be successful. A man is known by his company. If one has the chance to live in the good association of devotees, one is able to cultivate knowledge, and naturally, one's character or nature will change for one's eternal benefit. Trinadapi suni chena turariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kebalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. So Prabhupada just gave a very elaborate purport explaining this verse quite succinctly. We are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he took the time, the effort, the austerity to begin this Krishna consciousness movement at such an advanced age, 69, on the verge of his 70th birthday. I'm 67, and I'm just thinking, Prabhupada, at an advanced age, took so much trouble just to save the fallen conditioned souls, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, who prayed to Lord Narsinga, that I am simply concerned for the fools and rascals who are rotting in material existence. So Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement, there's so much to take advantage of. So many gifts Prabhupada has given us. He has given us the Sri Vigraha, the deity to worship. Because as the mantra goes, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, these Western worlds are so full of impersonalism and voidism. So this deity, this Archa Vigraha, is there to solidify and drive out all kinds of impersonal or voidistic conceptions. Here is a tangible form to look at. Here is a tangible form to render service to. All the aspects of deity worship, besides being the quick way for purification, and that's another point. People will say, well, your philosophy is that just by chanting Hare Krishna, you will achieve self-realization. So why I gotta worship idols? People say like that. But Prabhupada explains in the Adi Lila chapter 7 that if you want to, because everybody's chanting, but the purification of the chanting depends on how you, and he mentioned it in the purport, how you develop the mode of goodness. That's going to determine how quickly you become purified. So this deity worship, what's it there for? It's there so that you can quickly come to the mode of goodness, because deity worship means cleanliness, punctuality, and you have, there's so many rules and regulations. No, and not anybody can go on the altar. You have to, there's so many restrictions. Some temples, they have so many restrictions, you'll faint. But those rules and regulations and restrictions, what are they there for? To get you onto the mode of goodness, the clean, sattvaguna, the clean path. And Prabhupada also mentions that most people that are being initiated, if not all of them, are conditioned souls. And they have so many bad habits. Prabhupada mentioned, habit is second nature. So, most of us are coming from conditions of tamagun, rajagun. And depending on how many years you were rotting in the material world, you have gotten so many bad habits. So many. So, those bad habits prevents me from properly, quickly understanding this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So to help purification quickly, to get us, we have this program of deity worship. That's just one thing Prabhupada has given us. He has given us, and he mentioned over and over again, Bhakta Sane Vas, the association of devotees. On our own, we would simply watch TV. We would simply engage in mundane activities. It's a farce, trying to execute Krishna consciousness alone, on your own. Anyone who has attended the AA meetings, why do they go? Association. They see others in their same plight, and they get some kind of encouragement, some camaraderie. So, Prabhupada's gift, he gave us an international society. We can travel all over the world, and the possibility of coming in contact with a devotee. Coming in contact with a devotee, that is everything. Bhakta Sannivas. We need, because we all are going to seek out association. All of us. You see, every day, they're going to Starbucks, they're associating. They're going all over, they're going to the clubs, they're looking for association. They even have gangs. Gangs is another kind of association. Criminal association. And by that association, and you mentioned it in the purport, by association, you develop habits. So Prabhupada gave us an international movement. He gave us these temples. He compared it. It's just like, if I'm going to do business, if I go to the Wall Street, I can quickly do lots of business. But if I'm stuck out in the boonies, it may not be so easy. That association of devotees. And another item, when we associate, what should the discussion be? Krishna. Krishna consciousness. Devotional service. That should be the discussion. How to improve my devotional service. We have the 6 loving exchanges. Yes, there is love in the Krishna consciousness movement. Real love. We take prasad, we offer prasad. We receive gifts, we give gifts. We reveal our mind in confidence. We inquire confidentially. 6 different kinds of loving exchanges. That's done between devotees. Prabhupada has given us, of course, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The greatest gift at the time of initiation, the seed is planted. Bhakti Lata Beej. And we learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, at the time of initiation, Krishna accepts you as good as himself. Meditate on that. At the time of initiation, Krishna accepts you as good as... That is inconceivable. Krishna, what is he, some ordinary guy? No, he is the supreme absolute truth. He's Purusha Uttama. He is the topmost transcendental person. And he's accepting us equal? Yes. The spiritual master plants the seed of devotion. But I've always preached, whose job is it to water the seed? It's my job. That's my end of the bargain. The spiritual master plants, the spiritual master instructs, the spiritual master enthuses prachodayat, but whose job is it to water? That's on me. I have to water my creeper. Yesterday I was very lucky. Somehow or other, I was able to spend so many hours simply hearing and chanting. I studied the chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita completely. Then I went on to, because when I was reading chapter 7, I was reminded, oh, Ishopanishad. So then I started going verse by verse completely. Verse and purport, Ishopanishad. This morning when I got up early before coming here, Ishopanishad. So it's my job to water that creeper by hearing and chanting. Last couple of days, I was noticing that my blood pressure was going sky high. And I was thinking, what am I doing wrong? Usually, then Krishna reminded me yesterday, drink water. And that was the whole thing. I had not been drinking sufficient water. Now, I'm cool. So, just like we need to drink water, we need to nourish the soul. And the soul, how is the soul nourished? Hearing and chanting Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. These two books, that's how you water the soul. Of course, you have to do minimum 16 rounds of this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So Prabhupada gave us this Maha Mantra. And for me, the first gift of Prabhupada I received was his book. But the second gift, well then, I got the Association of Devotees. Yes, that was the second gift. But the third gift was prasadam. The nicest, easiest. Who could not appreciate prasadam? If anyone cannot appreciate prasadam, they're hopeless. They're finished. But Archita always points out to me when we do the high school, college programs, that we are the kitchen religion. There must be prasad distribution. And yes, that's what closed the deal. Prasadam. That closes the deal even to today. Take prasadam and thy favorite line, to your full satisfaction. Yes. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. To our full satisfaction. Prabhupada has given us his books, the mantra, the association. He has given us the regulative principles of freedom. That's very, very important. There's a purport in the Madhya Leela how there is this thing called Purushcharana. Purushcharana means preliminary activities before initiation that makes one very, very ready to receive. Without this Purushcharana or prerequisite activities, then even when one gets initiated, it won't take hold. So this Purush, and what are those Purushcharana activities? Coming to the temple, worshipping the, watching the arti, attending class, Because nobody just walks in, like, okay, I'm ready. No, it's a process, gradual process. I remember after I was coming for some time, I went to, the only devotee there at that time was Jayadvaita Brahmachari. He was chanting japa in the temple room. I knocked, I said, I want to join. He said, you have to come every day for 2 weeks. I was like, what? So I said, okay. So I came every day for 2 weeks. But he was speaking Prabhupada's philosophy. You need this Purushcharana activities. Activities that lay the groundwork. Just like if you're going to grow something, you got to make sure the soil is fertile. So that fertile soil is these Purushcharana activities. Gets you ready. Then, when initiation comes, you have some strong foundation. The life force. I think that's the phrase he uses. It's the life force. Right? You can think about your life force. So, we are so grateful to what Srila Prabhupada has given us. And what it, how do we repay Srila Prabhupada? How do we simple. Give it to others. That's it. There's no, Prabhupada freed us from any kind of bind. We can repay what Srila Prabhupada has given us by us giving it to others. Therefore, this movement is all about preaching. Everything in this movement is preaching. Why do we decorate the deity so opulent? Spend hundreds of dollars? No, it's for the people who come and they get attracted and get their minds taken away from material sense gratification. We have our books. Our books are meant to be given out. We have our prasadam, meant to be given out. And just if all we can do is we see somebody, Hare Krishna. You're giving. And what's so nice about Krishna consciousness? If you have a bank account and you feel charitable, so you might give some money. So that means your account is less. But in Krishna consciousness, it's the reverse. If you go and give some Krishna consciousness, your account doubles. That's what's called return on investment. So our business, we're devotees. Or we can say we're aspiring devotees. Whichever way you want to look at it. The order has come down from the founder Acharya. Distribute this Krishna consciousness and be happy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Might there be some discussion? Oh, Ramindranath.
Yeah, you mentioned that about the debt to one's spiritual master, one could repay that by preaching.
Yes.
But didn't also Prabhupada say that you can never repay the debt to the spiritual master, but you should go out and preach?
We can at least try.
Yeah.
We can at least make a token. Yes. We at least must do that. Of course you can never repay. What did he save us from? He saved us from Maharaurava. Yes. He saved. We've read, or should have read, the fifth canto, final chapter, where Shukadeva Goswami gives us a grand tour of hell. Tells us exactly what goes on. And I always would get ticked off. Some people, oh, that's allegory. I don't think so. No. That's real. That is real. And even it's mentioned, you can find hellish conditions even on this planet right now. And now that it's Kali Yuga, and now that we have a certain person, hell is increasing day by day on this planet. Yes, hell is there. All right. Yes. Too bad we don't have one of those swinging microphones that goes shh.
Just a comment.
Yes.
That there's a sentence in the purport, everything is moving and acting by the supreme direction of Krishna. This consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So we filmed, my husband and I filmed Prabhupada saying that. He was lying on his departure bed. It's very remarkable that it's such a long and lucid purport, and he was in such a state. It was just weeks before he left the planet.
Very nice comment. Excellent. More discussion. Okay. May you have a great day preaching. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, go ahead.